Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, May 12th, 2022. Today on The Ether, Terra Chain Halted, Getting Insights, hosted by Donku. Let's take a listen.
That has been done?
No. Yeah, this update is really about to disable staking.
Okay.
And so redelegations.
Basically disable staking so that any whales or anyone who's, you know, any sizable allocations cannot have a governance vote, right?
Voting is not disabled, but it's disabled to stake. So each validator has a voting power, as it's called.
Okay.
And by delegating to a validator, this voting power is increased. And in the Terra blockchain, the 130 nodes with the highest voting power, they are building the validator set, the active validator set. So they are responsible to validate and propose blocks. And what Terra Foundation is trying to avoid is that somebody is buying cheap Luna on exchanges, creating their own validator nodes, loading them up with Luna, and let's say destroying or infiltrating the validator set to do a takeover of the network.
Got it. All right. Okay, thanks.
Go ahead.
The other thing, and then as far as the this other proposal, the one that I mentioned, 1188, that is not quite every. I mean, it's so far they're pretty much all yeses, but it hasn't reached quorum yet. The burn the remaining UST in the community pool and cross chain liquidity incentive UST is.
Yeah, let's put it like this. That's just my assessment, but I think that's right now the case that. Those pools, or even the result of this, is right now not crucial, seeing what might be happening in the next days with further updates, right? It just tries to basically reduce as much damage as possible, and also getting rid of that UST, which you can also see as a market cap, of course, on platforms like CoinGecko or CoinMarketCap. But I think right now the more focused and important piece is now this one here as an update. And after there can also be no delegations, right? So nobody can enter actively the set to make decisions. And then we will probably get more insights of what is truly happening. I'm right now also calculating here how much voting power as a sum is now with the top five nodes. I'll give you here the insight in a moment. And while we wait, 531134, please go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah. Okay. What first things first, hi everyone. Could you also bring Aizen up? I think he has a very valid point that he wants to also mention. I've been in his space. Okay, so basically, just a quick question. I saw a tweet from SBF, FTX found the main guy of FTX. He said that both would go to zero. So he's the guy who saved SushiSwap. And in this instance, he said that both would go to zero unless one is, we can only actually save one. So my question is, why not save the Luna ecosystem and ditch UST?
Yeah, so great question. We don't have the answer to this, right? Is that a possibility? Most likely, yes. Seems to be interesting, but we can also not forget that this ecosystem is natively built into the stablecoin on top, which I guess would make it very difficult, right, to just save one and not the other. Here, I'm not having more technical insights, but Peter, maybe you unmuted yourself. How do you see this technically?
Yeah, you know, this is directly included in the software. Yeah? So there is a so-called market module where the on-chain, let's say, mint and burn mechanism is defined. So this would lead to a, it's possible, yeah, but it would, a big software update would be needed to do it, yeah. So it's not like on Ethereum, yeah, where the stable coins are just smart contract tokens, yeah. The stable coins on Terra are directly included in the protocol, and the software needs to, there need to be performed heavy changes to do that.
Yeah, because just a quick question on top of my head, because even if we were to get the peg to a dollar, right, would people still use UST, or would people still buy the idea of UST? Whereas our Luna token, the layer one, has one of the best interface, easily top 10 as compared with all the other ecosystems, has great NFT places. So why don't attempt to save the ecosystem and just let UST go?
Yes. I mean, please basically have understanding that we are not part of Terraform Labs. We are just independent validators with me here also with my independent content. You have an idea. We just can say technically it seems to be very difficult because it's a native token part of the blockchain. So please understand that we can't answer the question for now.
Okay, right? Sure. Yeah, Aizen also has some ideas. So we're just sharing so that people can actually get these different ideas out, you know, because there's no one's talking about this. And it is, the value of Luna just keeps diluting. And it's so such a waste because there are so many great apps on it. And if we don't solve this quick and fast, developers will be moving to other chains. And so what, even if we get UST to $1 peg, nothing's going to happen. You know, nobody's going to use UST anymore because of the lack of trust. So just wanted to share this perspective and just probably have a discussion so that those people who actually knows people who are in the Terraform Labs or whatever, you guys can actually just speak to them, you know. And Aizen, the next speaker, actually has some great ideas that potentially could help solve this entire thing.
Yeah, no, totally understand. And before we give it here to Aizen, thank you for the insight. As said, I think this should also help as a space to spread ideas, to discuss topics. In the end, what I would like to just add here before we give it to Aizen, because that's also part of this space, is that there is the Agora Forum to discuss, which is also, of course, the place where Terraform Labs is active and probably checking, reading, and proposing their own stuff. I would encourage everybody to also go into the forum if you have any ideas, into the Discords, and discuss this. Of course, now in this space here, we're just trying to figure out as much as possible what are the next steps from a validator perspective, which we are. We want to inform everybody and give, of course, also space. So I would encourage here or ask for just having the two topics different from or separated from each other, because we also have no power, right, to influence something. But Aizen, if you want, just quickly give us insights. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. So my thought was, like, if you see this, UST is the bad debt that the entire ecosystem is having, right? And Luna is the shareholders' value, right? So we are diluting the shareholders' value at the means at the behest of the depositor, who will anyway leave the system when the peg is up, right? They will leave the system. So why not? And it is not fiduciary responsibility of the Terra ecosystem or of TFG, that the Terra Foundation guard, because the depositor also knew this risk. So if in the case that we save the system ecosystem and the dApps in it and the NFT in it, then our ethos of using a decentralized coin still exists. We can use Frax, we can use Shade Protocol, which is an IBC one. Yeah, so the ethos can still exist. We can do probably a big software update and we'll wait for it. But if we do not do that, then what will happen is that this entire big community, this so much developers power, and this entire ecosystem will go to waste if you wait for this peg to happen. So that is that. And I would put forward this, and I thank you, Danku. I would put forward this in Agora Forum. But I just wanted this to come up because I think we need to discuss in this direction. Like at some point of time, you need to let go of your bad debt.
Yeah, no, as said, big thank you for coming up here. And also talking about this, as you said, I truly encourage everybody, and that's showing the power of this ecosystem and the community, to, if there are ideas, please express them. I'm happy that you were able to express it here. Of course, we don't have the power, but we as a community hopefully have the power in the end also via the Agora Forum to express this. Right now, please everybody be aware of that at current stage, the staking will be disabled after this upgrade. So when the chain runs again, there will be no delegation, undelegation, or redelegation. And right now at current stage, due to the delegations that have been done in the validator set, the power is with the top five validators, which will make the next decision. Of course, we all expect to make them, to see them make good decisions. But please, right, take the chance, go also to the Agora Forum and discuss, go to Discord. On the other side, we need to, of course, be patient now. We cannot rush stuff. 1,000 people try now to do something. I'm 100% sure the Terraform Labs, the team behind it, since 5 days now without sleep, most likely, is trying also to get a head around. So let's discuss and get more insights. But thank you both for coming up here. Let me do a quick check of what right now we know as an information, if the chain is already running, yes or no. So I'm checking right now within the Discord for the validators there. My latest information is that there is no update. We are still waiting for a release. The latest information was given at 6:45 my time, which has to be 4:45 in terms of UTC. So more or less 70 minutes ago, we are still waiting right now for the chain to come back live and then to further see any information where this might be going. And I have here now Zach Guzman with me. Zach, great to have you here. Great to see you, sir. How are you?
I'm trying to hang in there, Danku. You know, it's I think everybody's just trying to hang in there, but I've appreciated your insights on Spaces to kind of give everybody the latest updates when it comes to Terra. Obviously been very helpful to kind of track everything. And I think it's probably too soon to be playing Monday morning quarterback and digging too much into the decisions, but I'm kind of curious to kind of discuss the timeline of all this too, right? In terms of how Doe and the team tried to jump in and do everything they could to halt the chain now. I feel like that's kind of, you know, one thing that people might be digging into as news of this spreads and kind of weighing the pro cons. It seems like one of those decisions, you know, nobody wants to really have to make. But when things do start to get into the security aspects of anyone taking over majority control of the network, it's just one of those last options you have to make. But I do wonder your input, Danku, in terms of timeline of it, whether it would have been something that could have been implemented a bit sooner, since we all kind of know the implications of when UST breaks the peg, the pressure of Luna and minting it. You know, this is where we were headed if things weren't, if there wasn't a rescue deal to come in. Curious to get your take on kind of the timing there.
Yeah, great question, sir. So let me give a general take of what I think and what I have been witnessing and also thinking myself in the last days. And then I would kindly after that ask also Peter to give his technical insight, because what I can share with you, Zach, is I have myself been thinking often, should we halt right now the chain? And I have been discussing with the Dyke team also, I would propose to hold it. What do you guys think? And what basically my insight is here, if we would have halted the chain earlier with so much off-chain liquidity for UST on Binance, on centralized exchanges, FTX, off-chain, I would have expected, or now also thinking about it, that that would probably be devastating even more to the ecosystem and would have maybe endangered even more the prices of the token. And not that we not see what we see right now, that at least the ecosystem was working as intended in terms of burn and mint, even if it's ugly how much Luna, of course, we have minted now. But we have seen that UST didn't went to zero, right? UST is, to my knowledge right now, still not to zero. But the moment the chain was halted, UST got a huge drop in price again. I'm checking right now on Binance. It seems to be, yeah, still stable at 32 cents. So I think if that would have happened earlier, the halting the chain, which I also, just from a general perspective, would say like, yeah, let's do it, would probably have a devastating effect on the price of UST and Luna. And the question is, of course, how can you make this even technical possible in spin up the chain again? So Peter, I don't know, can you give a bit of insights? What were your thoughts when I also said, let's hold the chain and figure stuff out?
My personal opinion is that holding the chain without any reason doesn't make any sense. In the end, holding the chain without any reason is also an economic attack in a certain kind of that, especially cross-chain protocols can't perform their task anymore. On the other hand, you also block people from doing operations. So I'm a fan of not holding chains in general. For sure, if then there is a plan, what can be done, like now an update, then it makes sense. But for sure, there is always a certain risk.
Just a little injection. Just now you mentioned that it was at 33 cents. It's worse than even before the dilution of Luna. So there comes the question, what is even the point of diluting it or minting so much that it dilutes? Because the pack now is worse than even before. So why are we hanging on? My only very fear is that it is a pride issue that is not willing to let go.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a fair assessment. We are, of course, here just trying to figure out as much as possible with the information we have. We also need to say that yesterday, at least for me, night or 4 a.m. in the morning, it was back to almost 80 cents, right? So there was a recovery, which was probably connected to the burn and the mint mechanism. By any means, I'm not trying here to defend the decisions as I am missing information here. That's just, as said, what I have seen here, why a halting of the chain was probably not done before. As also Peter said right now, there needs to be most likely a reason or a patch ready to truly change something that has also need to be programmed, right? So what we see right now is an update to basically forbid delegating or redelegating that had to be also basically be prepared and probably in the background somehow tested. As I said earlier, usually you need a test system and then you test it and then you go live on the main net. But Zach, what do you think after hearing this?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously there are decisions around these that have large implications. I would agree that if you halted it way too early, it seemed like the team from the get-go had basically been trying to buy time. You know, the tweets and the updates we got from Doe, you know, who I've interviewed many times and know pretty well. I mean, you know, you'd want to bet on that guy to kind of figure it out and you'd think that he'd be able to get a deal together. It seems like that was the original plan to kind of, again, inject a little bit more help to kind of weather the storm on centralized exchanges and really support the peg. And I would agree that halting it too soon would send kind of a bit of a panic signal back then when Luna was still trading at, what, $30, and you still had the peg within $10, or 10 cents rather, of the peg. So I would agree. I think that would have been too soon. It tried to probably explore all their options there. But, you know, just watching the money coming off Anchor as well, Danku, that was one thing that you and I were both talking about, I think, before all this started to happen around kind of the looming injection, right? And I guess that's been one thing that's been on my mind is kind of what would have happened if that had come before and there might have been a lower exit velocity if people thought, you know, there weren't only 30 days left in the yield reserve on Anchor. Maybe more reason for people to stay in UST or maybe leave their money on Anchor. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a bank run. It's the belief that, you know, the peg is going to hold and, you know, selling begets more selling. And, you know, people are trying to figure out what's going on. And if there was a halt back then, I think obviously that would have sent a panic signal that would have made it all way worse. But, you know, that is one thing that's still on my mind is whether or not that injection would have come sooner. Before all this, if that would have made any difference in regards to people wanting to exit UST, I think, again, maybe too soon to be playing Monday morning quarterback and asking those questions as we await the updates here. But I don't know. As you look at this, it does seem like all the options that were on the table just even 24 hours ago seem like they're dwindling in terms of what they are moving forward. And I guess, you know, anytime you halt the chain, that would be the takeaway that I would have.
Yeah, so, no, fully agree with you. Then I happily give it also over to you, 5-3, in a second. I think what we have seen happening also over the weekend till today, it's Thursday. I cannot even imagine that it's already Thursday. It's crazy. I still feel like being on Monday. Is that we have seen, I think, a lot of factors coming in together at the worst time, right? The slowing down macroeconomic, the slowing down in Bitcoin as a whole. Because as you said, right, could it be that people saw anyway a dwindling yield in general on Anchor and then said, now this is pushing it down and we need to run from this. I think in general, just lower yield on Anchor would not be the problem in general because of the situation. Everybody, I think, would understood, and even what I got from the community as a feeling, supported that a more sustainable yield in general would be healthy for the ecosystem. But everything then come together in an unfortunate moment in low liquidity, as it seems, with the three pool, the moving to the four pool, which would have been most likely also a great defending piece than the Bitcoin, which was maybe used to be shorted to have less power. Everything, as always in life, right? Murphy's Law came together in a moment where it seems to be that the project was being weak or the chain, because let's be honest, on the other side, if Luna would have had enough buying pressure because people wanted to anyway get the token because they believe in the blockchain or in the ecosystem, it would have been no problem, right? But it was coming all together, the losing faith a bit of UST by depegging in the beginning, just a bit. It was just slightly, right? It was truly just that one spark that then led into all of this, which on hindsight is crazy to believe, but it truly happened. And I guess, right? I mean, Zach, let me know what you think here in a second before we let also 5-3 give his insight again. It probably everybody will be now thinking backwards, what happened? What brought all of this together? And it's crazy. I've been sitting at home and thinking about it, but it's so much, right? You see me here partly speechless, maybe too many hours in the last days and weeks about this.
I feel the same way. I mean, you know, when you go through all this stuff, it's not as if people didn't have other examples of algorithmically backed stablecoins that have gone bust before, right? But like, the mechanics of everything as they were explained and put into place were around all these things sound, I think, when it comes to the way that the chain is supposed to run. But to your point on all of those things hitting at the same point in time, and clearly I think we're going to learn more about kind of whoever tried to put things in place to trigger an initial DPEG and triggering a bank run here, that was always one of the risks as well, whether it's crypto or not. You know, plenty of market examples of people who want to go short something that has a peg to put pressure on it and profit incredibly off of that all playing out, I think, is not crypto specific, certainly not Terra specific, and just one of those risks whenever it operates. And I think, you know, this is one of the points raised around what DOE is trying to do in raising, you know, the LFG's $2 billion in Bitcoin to play with, was, I think, a realization that there would be a need for something else to defend against an attack. Weirdly, though, as I've kind of reflected on it too through these stages of grief, there are questions around whether or not that brought more attention to what exactly was going on with Terra and what it was all about in terms of attacking it. If you only have $2 billion, it's kind of similar to kind of what we saw back with Constitution DAO. It's like when people know exactly how much ammo you have in the tank, it's very easy to maybe target and say, all right, I know exactly how much money I would need to kind of attack this peg. So, you know, there is a bit of a question around whether or not the decision, I think everyone theoretically would have been behind, all right, this is good. You saw the Bitcoin community also come together and support Terra around, okay, they're going to have a Bitcoin collateralized stablecoin. Of course, there are other ones out there that maybe did so earlier on. But I do think it was quite fascinating to see the messaging around the reserve there, and maybe misreporting from a lot of traditional media talking about Terra, overlooking the way that some of those mechanics were supposed to be put in place to defend the peg, and focusing more on that $2 billion, which, as you know, is drained and put to use rather quickly. And I think some of the panic may have been exacerbated by the fact that there was, you know, misexplanation around how Terra works.
Yeah, well, amazing reflection. Now listening to you, it seems almost obvious, right, in terms of, oh, there's only 2 billion. Yeah, this doesn't work out somehow. As you said, I mean, it's all about education, and it's a very complex system, which has been running pretty good and now got this huge hit. But before we move on here, and everybody, I see you down there, a lot of people requesting, please bear with us here because we're trying to focus right now on the development immediately on chain. The chain is halted, but we have here new information. Like a few minutes ago, it more or less is 8 minutes ago, there is more information on the Terra Validator Discord that there is an update of the node to version 0.5.19, but also the insight of do not start your node yet. Peter, I hope you're there. Maybe you are also in the meantime doing stuff in the background. What does this mean and what happens next?
Sorry, can you repeat your question, Danko?
Yeah, so what does the upgrade now to 0.5.19 mean, and what happens next now? Because right now the insight is please do not start your node.
Exactly. So currently the validators try to coordinate between each other. So basically it is checked if enough validators are online, if enough validator performed the update. So that we are able to get enough voting power online to really start the chain. Yeah, we need to have the more than 67% of voting power online to get a smooth start, and it seems that we have.
Okay, great. I pinned also up here the latest tweet. I hope it worked out, or I seem to have some issues. At least it's not appearing for me. I'll try it here again, but everybody, you can check out for yourself if you want. Like 4 minutes ago, officially the Terra Money account, I'll try to pin it up here again. Now it worked, is saying that the patch release is out there. Delegations will be disabled once block production resumes. The network should go live once 2 out of 3 of the voting power comes online, which should be not a problem, as we said earlier, because after the huge delegation of Terraform Labs to the top 5 nodes or validator, which are right now Orion Money, Hash, SmartStake, DSRV, and EverStake One, will basically reach that pretty quickly. Let me do some numbers here to be 100% sure, or Peter, maybe you did it already. How much percent of the voting power right now is with those people I see here?
Okay, with the top five validators, we have currently 47.2%. So they also need the rest from the validator set. Mm-hmm. So I think
do you have the numbers? How many?
I think yeah, the top 25 are able to get consensus if all are there.
So once the chain starts, everything is active again, and then Luna starts diluting again.
Most likely, yes, at the current stage, because the burn and mint mechanism will activate, means that people can bring UST, burn it, and get Luna on the other side. That's exactly right.
I think they're taking too long to make a decision which one to save. As the day goes by, they're just going to lose more and more and more trust. Just now you mentioned about the whole dwindling and what. I'm not too sure if this info is accurate, but at the end of the day, I received some information that they actually went to VCs to ask for funding and they were rejected. So that's, I'm not too sure this whether is this due to a pride issue whereby he's just going to go down with UST, because based on the article I read, he failed at a stable coin, right? The previous time. So he can't, I don't know, he can't see a second failure. So he has to make this work. But the question
I would kindly ask here, yes, it's easy now to go into speculation. Whatever that might be, we need to expect now to Terraform Labs to act in good faith. Until it's proven differently, we expect this. You're totally right in saying that most likely there are decisions which have not been perfectly made. I think everybody is aware of this, but I think let's focus now on what we see at least. And I think the point is taken in general. Sorry to be here a little bit direct in terms of yes.
No worries.
Yeah,
I just feel like maybe we could just go onto the Terraform page or whatever and just get them, ask them, just save Luna and ditch the UST. What is the point of UST when it reach, even if it reaches a pack of one, nobody is going to use it because confidence is already lost.
And another thing, sorry to interject, another thing is like we can stick to the ethos of decentralized stablecoin if we use others. We have the IBC shared protocol, which is also a decentralized coin. So we save Luna, we save the ecosystem, and we also go by our ethos and use other decentralized coin instead of us. So we have the means. I think I'm not pushing for it, but this is like at least a discussion on this should happen, and I will put forward this on a Quora forum. Yes. So I'll now mute myself and go to the listener mode, Danko.
Thank you. No, all good, gentlemen. Again, thank you for contributing here. That's what this space should be all about. And I see right now a lot of people requesting to speak. Please bear with us as there are so many information right now coming in. We're just trying to structure it as good as possible to give you here the latest insights, just that you all hopefully are well informed of what's happening right now. Let me try to, at least for now, summarize what we are seeing in here. So we are seeing that the Terra blockchain has been now halted for more or less an hour. That means that there is no block production right now. Usually more or less every 6 seconds, a block is produced and validated by the different validators. So that means that if you're trying to interact with the Terra blockchain, nothing is happening because there are no block produced. Once it's restarted again, which seems to be right now in preparation, you'll be able to hopefully interact with everything, interact with the chain, with protocols, take care of your funds. But to our information right now, we have 20 past 5 UTC time. We have no further information when this might be the case. There are two updates happening here. There's on the one side on the github.com Terra Money Cosmos SDK pull 63, which means that there is a prevention of staking happening once the chain comes back live. That is probably introduced to protect the chain from malicious actors to take it over, because it's easier as the price of Luna is going down and also the amount of Luna is skyrocketing. And we have a version update of the nodes to 0.5.19. And we have here Peter on the other side, who is running the technical side of our validator, Dankuzone/Dyke. And he's probably giving us an insight soon of what's happening. Peter, do you see how much people have already agreed or found consensus? Are we already past the amount of Luna we need here to make a vote?
Currently, 71.47 have committed that they have updated their node. We generally need more than 67%. So basically, we have already enough. But I think the coordinators wait for more voting power to finish updating. Because it can always happen that you do mistakes on these updates and that you crash your validator and so on. And if we lose voting power, yeah, because some people crash themselves and we fall below 67%, then we won't be able to start anyway.
Great. Okay. Gotcha. And crashed means tombstone, right?
Not tombstone. It could also be that, you know, they have some wrong settings and they're not able to start. Yeah. So they just have problems and they're not able to start the validator and get the voting power online. So I think currently it's weighted that there's already enough backup. Yeah. So that even some have problems, some who said they have upgraded, you have problems that there is still enough voting power to really start and not wait too long.
Got it.
We saw that probably some of you view the EVM OS upgrade several weeks ago. There was, for example, the problem that too less voting power was online, and it took hours of hours until the chain really started then. Yeah. In the end, it didn't start anyway.
Yeah, but that's a different topic, EVMOS, for now. But yeah, I would take it here as a good example, seeing that there is stuff on the back end happening, which I think often is not discussed on be it Twitter, Telegram, wherever. It's a very, let's say, difficult system to run a blockchain, to find consensus. That's why also there's security given in all of this. And as you said, right now, from a voting power perspective, it seems that we have enough voting power online to do the update. We have around 71%, 67%. So 2 out of 3 validators with their delegation need to commit to do the upgrade. And right now we are waiting for more information. So if one of you knows the validators which are right now on chain that have not yet voted, or just ping them in general, so that hopefully we get more and more people aware of this, and that we hopefully get a sooner upgrade and the chain can come back online, which right now is offline for over an hour, I think, even maybe more. Losing here a bit of my feeling for time. Zach, anything from your side, your thoughts in general for halting the chain or what you've talked about earlier?
I mean, I think those last two questions were pretty pointed in what is interesting to see playing out when it comes to arriving at consensus. And I mean, as two people who run a validator set, which I had actually also staked with, I do think it does kind of get interesting when you kind of discuss, you know, the proposals being put forth right now when it comes to further diluting Luna holders or trying to defend the peg for everyone who was exposed to UST. And you have a split community, obviously, within the Terra community when it comes to which part you are maybe more exposed to, and how this decision to halt the chain really plays into that, I think. As you're discussing there, kind of, I guess, obviously, it sends implications about which one might be more important here as the Terra team moves forward. But I do think, you know, from a validator perspective, curious to get your take around, you know, these proposals and what it does for those two sides of the coin, whether you are kind of hoping that the peg comes back first or whether you're not, you're trying to protect against, you know, Luna being massively diluted. I think both sides would probably agree that having a bad actor coming in and scooping up majority control of the network obviously suits neither one of those priorities, but I don't know. I'm not sure if you know, you guys have looked at it differently when it comes to the proposals.
Yeah, no, I mean, let me try to reflect here. In general, I think we can all agree upon that the Terra blockchain, the Terra ecosystem and community is more than just the stablecoin UST. But on the other side, UST is probably also the reason why this community has rallied so much. And now the question of the sacrifice of UST is unfortunately also not too easy to make, because as earlier Peter also talked about from Dyke, it's not only a token on top of the chain, it's natively put into the chain. So the question is, how do you even from a technical perspective try to tackle to separate the two, which might be possible, but also might need bigger adjustments in general, which could be maybe deployed, but I, from my perspective, doubt that this whole system can be changed so quickly. But yeah, I think I, for myself, right, being a Luna holder, being in touch now for so long with so many bright people that are builders, that are developers, that are contributors, in general, it hurts my heart. Somebody told me earlier that he feels right now like a family member died. And the moment the chain halted and I got the information, I truly felt like that for a moment in terms of, this is not true, right? This is gone. This is part of my life, myself, and I would like to save it if possible. But it seems very, very difficult. And at the stage right now, after having minted so much Luna, the question is, can we do something at that stage or do we need a broader rollback? Peter, maybe this question is too difficult also for you to answer. Is there even a possibility after the chain is halted now and maybe in the future halted again, that there is a bigger rollback to a moment before the crash, like Saturday, and we can start fresh again and trying to save this? Is this technically even possible or feasible? Please be as honest as possible here if you can or want to answer this.
I really can't answer this, yeah, from a technical level, if we can roll it back, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like technically that's one way to ask it. And then, Danku, the other one would be around, you know, everyone who had chosen to list UST or trade it around the same decisions for when people got out and when people got back in, how that would look seems messy from the centralized exchanges perspective. In terms of just the sheer size of this one too, right? I mean, obviously we were talking earlier about different algorithmically backed stable coins that maybe suffered a similar fate, which were much smaller and less integral, I think, systemically to the crypto system than Terra and Luna and UST. And I think, you know, the size of it adds just another layer of complexity too that hasn't really, I think, been appreciated by the broader crypto community too. When it comes to the other impacts, you talked a lot about other people building on top of Terra, and obviously those ones are directly linked. But I think when you zoom out and look at the ecosystem writ large, when you're dealing with a stablecoin that had $18 billion in market cap, the ripple effects, and I think that is, to me, still not something we're going to know until, you know, I don't want to see it happen, but if UST continues to break from the peg even worse, I think there are larger ecosystem questions around not only the centralized players around, you know, how exposed they were, but also institutions. And sadly, I think even, you know, operating companies that had treated Anchor as if it was just a savings bank to put their money in. I knew founders, I had interviewed founders who had put their treasuries into Anchor, obviously knowing the risks. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but obviously there's ripple effects beyond just, I think, what's happening right now with the Terra community that a lot of people haven't really considered yet.
Yeah, very good and important point, Zach. Maybe we try to also focus on that you just mentioned, like ecosystem. I think everybody knows that, for example, Osmosis was holding big funds in terms of Luna and also USC. I think we were talking more or less about the ballpark. Please don't now hit me up with all the numbers, but at least $500 million in value combined for sure in terms of Luna and UST, at least, if not more. I'm trying to check right now here the numbers. I still see there was, for example, the Luna UST pool, XBRT UST, UMI UST. We have UST Osmo, no surprise. We had Juno UST, right? All of those pools were well funded. And right now, for example, the UST Osmo pool, as in terms of TVL, because of the huge amount of UST we had there and the value of Osmo, still $104 million bonded there. And yeah, because of the structure of Osmosis, I don't even know if there are maybe proposals to adjust this for this specific case. People are locked most likely for 1, 7, or 14 days, and they cannot get their LPs out there to even do something, which is usually a benefit. And I think also a very strong product of Osmosis now, of course, seems to be a problem for sure for people that can just not access their fund for now. You mentioned it, also others are involved. We see UST on Solana, right? We had big pools on Sabre. Over there, we had UST on Avalanche, like on Pangolin. We had UST on Ethereum, for sure. Also with the 3-pool, the planning of the 4-pool. Yeah, that's just so important. How do you see, Zach, also maybe to, because I have you now here and you have interviewed so many people, are you concerned for stablecoins as a whole? We have seen USDT started to depeg. I haven't checked in a while now, focused here on this topic. I think it's probably most likely back. Tupac, yeah, I see it right now. It's coming back up. It's not exactly at one. USDC went up. So it seems that people try to de-risk from USDT and move over from USDC. But I've also heard that BUSD is another safe haven. Any perspective from your side?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of that was exactly what the Fed and other, you know, financial regulators had been flagging around potential bank runs when it comes to stable coins. And we hadn't seen that with Tether and the other ones just because of redemptions not necessarily being the same, you know, on centralized institutions in terms of trading platforms. But with Terra and the way it works with Luna, I guess it was uniquely suited in terms of a bank run being a possibility, coupled with the fact that, of course, it doesn't have any hard assets backing it beyond, you know, that $2 billion in Bitcoin reserve they were putting in place. That did make it uniquely suited to exactly something like this. And the orchestrated pieces that we've discussed around whoever kind of tried to instill the depegging. But just in terms of the spillover, I was tweeting about this as well, because it was one of the pieces that I included in the Yahoo Finance article originally after I interviewed Do Kwon, was about the size of the depegging that happened back in 08. This is not crypto, but this is traditional finance when the reserve fund broke the buck and traded down. It's just a money market fund, but traded down to 97 cents on the dollar, which, you know, finance world, you know, you have a little bit more leeway to break the peg in crypto than you do in traditional finance. So the Fed panicked when they saw that 97 cents, and they stepped in and backed it and said, you know, we're going to fund the needs here to make sure that the reserve fund doesn't break the buck. When you look at UST, there is no Fed in crypto, obviously. There is no backstop there to stop whatever spillover contagion effects that could come from UST and Terra from rippling through the rest of crypto. So you're right to point out all the exposure here and other teams, projects, whatever, that did act like UST would be a dollar, because those effects can be real. And you don't realize them until this stuff happens, and it takes some time to really see how things will be impacted. But I do think, you know, when you have so many other projects built on top of Terra, it seems like, Danku, you probably have more insight into how those have fared up and held up as all this happened, because I'm a little bit surprised. I would have expected some of those to maybe not hold up so well, but I haven't been tracking it as much as everything else outside of Terra. But obviously, you know, the contagion and ripple effect, I think, is real. again, if this gets worse, if the peg, if UST continues to trade down once the chain's unhalted to go down to zero or closer to zero, then there are some serious implications there around what happens.
Yeah, no, good points that you're raising here. And yeah, I mean, I can quickly reflect upon before I would like to go back to the validator topic, because we have some updates here that, yeah, all the protocols, to my knowledge, have been running on full speed in the last days. We have seen stuff like 2.5 billion in volume on Astroport, which is a number which is completely mind-blowing. We have seen even Anchor Protocol by having issues because of, in the end, people were just not able to have the funds to liquidate somebody where it was running. Kujira was helping to do the liquidations that hopefully, yeah, would have saved, but in this case seems to not have saved the ecosystem. We know Mars was running. I've not heard of any of the protocols which basically had any problems, besides, of course, that the chain was partly getting slower because of the crazy congestion. And to my knowledge, what I've heard from a lot of founders is that, fortunately, their teams are also well-funded, not only on-chain, but also with funds in general. I cannot speak for everybody, but it seems that they are in a good position and, yeah, need to make a decision. Hopefully, can they move on Terra, or hopefully, if not on Terra, somewhere else. But this is just speculation on my side. Before we go back to the topic, Zach, I have now here a look at the spreadsheet, which is shared between the validators to check upon if we have enough voting power. Right now, there is no decision to go live, what I see. But what I can say, it seems that 76% of the validator, the voting power on chain, has said yes. I don't want to blame here anybody, but I would like to at least say, based on the spreadsheet, which validator nodes have yet not committed as the yes. And this is more that if you maybe right now listening out there know one of the validators I know here, have their phone number or whatever, and could give them a call to make here helping to make this happen, please feel free to do so. So I'm seeing right now, this is the latest status of the spreadsheet, that Coinbase Cloud has not committed a yes. CoinHall has not yet committed. I've reached out to the guys and I'm getting right now here the insight from Joe, and I'm sending him here the docs. Sorry to do it here on the fly, trying to help as much as possible. Then we see alnodes.com has not yet committed. Fourball has not yet committed. Staked has not committed. Not Games has yet not committed. Luna Maximalist, Binance Staking. I see also GT Capital has not yet committed. I'm seeing right now here, or I have seen, no, I see Ryan there. So I don't know, Ryan, if this is probably not yet just put in place, but if you guys can also commit to this, probably you have done already. This would help, of course, pushing forward the vote. We see Accomplice Blockchain has not yet committed. Bridge Tower has not yet committed. This is just information I see on the Excel file. This might be still a yes. I'm just right now giving you insights what I'm seeing to basically get more information. I'm seeing also Ryan is here. If you want to come up and say something, Ryan, I of course invite you to get here. If you don't, totally fine. As said, I don't want to blame here anybody. I'm just trying to help that we find quick consensus so that we get the chain back online. And I'm seeing here, Ryan, that, yeah, they're pushing forward to make this happen. Thank you, sir. So for pushing there forward. Yeah, crazy, crazy time. Zach, you're a professional here. You have seen so much. You have talked to so many people. Have you seen something similar in your career before?
I was reflecting on that. I mean, you know, I've through CNBC and Yahoo Finance over, you know, this bull run, there hasn't been too many pauses for explosions on a scale like this. And I think, you know, it's uniquely situated in the crypto world in what it was trying to do. But I you know, I don't know, Danku, the more I reflect on it, it's just like there was so much that is perfect here. And your point is well taken on the feeling of like a friend dying, because there are so many pieces that I think the community loved and the broader crypto world loved when it comes to the user experience and UI and everything else around how it functioned. But obviously none of that matters at the end of the day when it comes to market structure and the way that the underlying piece of it all functions, which I think, you know, was being addressed in real time with the moves that the Terra team had made months leading up to this. But I mean, from a market perspective, it was interesting to be discussing this. I was having a chat with the people behind, top people at Fannie and Freddie, about some of this stuff and reflecting on George Soros's trade to take and break the Bank of England. And you think about the scale of some of these things. I think the big fear was always that someone with enough money and capital could target something like this. And I hadn't really appreciated that risk up until, I don't know, only a couple months ago. When Genius Failed is another book I would recommend when it comes to kind of the structures around some of these trades and targeting some of the stuff when it comes to pegs. But I mean, we haven't seen one like this in terms of the scale in a while when it comes to, you know, traders. Again, I don't know if you know more on that, Danku, in terms of, I mean, the rumors being spread around, we saw Citadel deny it. I never thought that that was the case, that they were behind it. My sources had always said Citadel's not at the level where they would try and do something like this in the crypto world. But I do think we will learn a lot more about who was behind kind of the pieces around this and the structures to really pounce on that three pool to four pool move in setting up some of I guess, what was a shaky foundation to kind of have all these pieces fall perfectly for somebody trying to take down the peg.
Yeah, I mean, very valid and interesting point. I mean, we yet don't know what truly happened, and I guess it will take a few days and weeks to truly figure it out. I mean, I've shared this before that also Peter, who's with us here in the call representing Dyke, was already doing on-chain analysis, trying to figure out what happened on Saturday and before. And we identified that a big whale with far over probably half a billion or more funds basically started everything that we're seeing right now play out. We don't want to point the finger in any direction. I don't want to go too deep into theories, but we can be for 100% sure that somebody moved there. If he moved in a bad intention, I cannot even really talk about it, because if somebody with so much money decides to just move on and just go out of the ecosystem, so be it, right? If that person was aware of that maybe this started this whole thing, let's say it was not in a bad intention, then so be it as well, right? So it seems that the measurements in place were not given yet to protect the ecosystem for so much capital to move out. Yeah, it's probably very surprising that everything, as you said, with the three and the four pool was more or less happening at the same time while this entity or person moved out so much money, at least $350 million, which we identified on chain. And on the other side, of course, it puts probably a question mark in terms of how was he even capable to move out funds so quickly. Probably people would take learnings in the future if there needs to be any kind of measurements to just protect the liquidity on chain by moving so much money out. I mean, Zach, you talked about some maybe internal sources, right, that you as a journalist, of course, need to protect. But yeah, do you have any thoughts in terms of, was this orchestrated? What did you hear? You have this background in finance, right? You talked to so many people before. Do you have any insights there?
I mean, nothing that I would want to report just yet, but I do think, I mean, if you put the pieces together, and as you said, the on-chain data and kind of history here around the moves, as well as some of the stuff that I just seen on Twitter when it comes to bots also being there, you know, I think we've seen those circulating about also trying to kind of instill fear when it comes to the peg. I mean, if you add all those things up, it does become clear that I think there was probably, you know, I don't know if it was just one actor, but certainly not, I don't think, Citadel, based on what I've heard, and their denial that they would be the ones behind it. But I do think, you know, if you put it all together, probably someone who's much more crypto native that would have wanted to do something like this to profit from it. And clearly there is a lot of upside when you think about how far Luna has collapsed, if you are short to reap. But yeah, in putting the pieces together here, Danku, I do think that, you know, it was a well-orchestrated attack. I think it's fair to say that now. When you put the pieces together. At the same time, though, it's not like you would give the Terra leadership a pass around, you know, the defense mechanisms to put in place, or perhaps scenarios you would want to run through to defend against something like this, too. But as we just discussed, there's a lot of unique moving pieces that kind of your use of Murphy's Law, I think, is a perfect way to explain it, that came together around this, not only the reserve situation, and I think maybe how poorly communicated some of that stuff might be. You know, seeing a wallet completely drained of $2 billion in Bitcoin does not instill a lot of confidence. If anything, that does further throw flames on the fears around what's going on. And I don't think that there was a lot of foresight in trying to figure out a way to defend this. But again, I don't think anyone would have predicted that all these pieces would have come together except for the person orchestrating them. And so, you know, I think you're right. There's a lot of learnings from this. Unfortunately, it does look tricky. I would turn the question back to you, though, around this decision we're awaiting here in the vote, in kind of what you expect to have it change from where we were yesterday to where we are now, if it does get approved, in terms of, you know, what we'd expect to see in selling pressure, both on the Luna front or the UST front in regards to the peg.
Yeah, and before we go into that, Zach, exactly here at the moment, you passed it back to me. We got the information to the validators that we seem to have enough voting power right now. I see right now here that it's close to 80%, and the chain seems to be started now over again, ASAP, with the version of 0.5.19. So everybody, right now the chain is not yet live, I guess, in the moment I'm saying this, but all the validators are right now asked to come back live or start the validator. So Peter, you're probably starting this. I don't want to now get your attention away, but is this correct that every moment we'll see the chain come back live? Oh, I see.
Hopefully,
right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully,
okay.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, I see that you're. I'm trying to handle here Discord, Telegram, Twitter at the same time. That you basically tagged me here just 2 minutes ago and screaming at me in capitals, "We start the network." yeah, which is great news. So everybody, don't immediately spam the network. While I understand that you probably have an interest to interact with your funds or with different D apps, just probably be a little bit patient here. And also what Peter said in the last spaces, I don't know on which one it was, that even if you do a transaction, it might be in the beginning because of network congestion that it takes longer than the usual 6 seconds that a block is written. It makes more sense to wait for a few more seconds, maybe half a minute, up to a minute, before just trying to spam again the next transaction, because that leads to failure more likely because of topics like double counting, which should not happen on chain. So be patient here if you want to do something on the chain, which comes back live any second, that it will then truly move ahead, and have a little bit of patience. Yeah, that's crazy stuff. And in the meantime, Zach, I forgot what you asked.
Well, yeah, all good. It was a long time ago. There's a lot of information to update there. But basically, it was in regards to this proposal, if there is now enough voting power, obviously, to see the change.
Sorry if I interrupt you, but it seems that we are producing blocks.
Okay, great. So let me go to TerraScope or CoinHole, where most likely I can see also in one of the corners, if I'm not mistaken, the amount of blocks that are created. Where do you see this, or where could I see this now if I'm interested as a listener right now, Peter? Where should we send people to see if blocks are produced right now?
Yeah, I'm checking just my console output from okay. The servers.
Yeah, so I think if I'm not mistaken, that CoinHole has this somewhere in the corner, usually. I don't see it right now. Don't know if the guys removed it or if it's just right now not updating correctly. But everybody, right, please be aware, the chain seems to be running back again. Blocks are produced. If you're interacting with the chain, please be patient. If you are posting right now a transaction, you most likely, if it doesn't go through because of high congestion, it's better to just wait a few seconds, right, instead of posting another one, which puts more pressure on chain in general. So let's see. I'm getting here some informations also from the team itself with kind of more information that doesn't look good. So if Philip right now is listening, and there you go. Peter is out, I think. Zach, can you still hear me?
I still got you, yeah.
I think it's okay. Okay. And then I'm just pinging right now, Peter, that he was kicked. You are out. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, this is crazy right now. Are you still interacting with the chain, Zach? Will you now go back and do something?
I was just looking at transaction times are quite slow right now, still queuing after a minute and 30. So I was just trying to put something through as well to see if it was working. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of problems when it comes to everyone trying to move off potentially decentralized exchanges. I'm not sure entirely what the situation was there. But I can, you know, KuCoin was a bit of a disappointment when it comes to some of these things. Binance obviously halted their trading too for a little bit in terms of withdrawals, deposits. I mean, it's interesting to see all of the things when it comes to, you know, the movement to decentralization and then still struggling with centralized platforms for all of this. I think just shows, you know, we got a long ways to go. Long ways to go.
Yeah, long ways to go. So I see right now from Peter that I'm trying to read. So there seems to be blocks coming in, but they are still pre-voting. I'm right now not 100% sure from a technical perspective what that means, but it seems that it's running, but not yet smoothly. So everybody, please be patient. I know that probably you think, what the heck, I just would like to do my transaction. But you know how it is, right? If there is a mint or whatever, and the front end just goes down because everybody wants to click and mint, or also other platforms, once something cool comes live and everybody wants to move their funds or so forth. So big pressure right now on the Terra blockchain. So what's happening here? Let me try to just review a bit what was happening now since we started this space, which I think is going close to 2 hours. So Terraform Labs announced, and you're finding also all the different tweets up here, if I'm not mistaken, over an hour ago, that the Terra blockchain officially was halted at the block height of 760370. That means that you could not have interacted with the chain because there were no blocks created. The reason for that was a Cosmos patch to disable staking. Why is that? Most likely this was disabled so that not a malicious actor can take over control over the blockchain, because maybe he's buying up Tibly Luna, staking this, and the staking then leads into governance power, and maybe somebody could have tried to attack the blockchain by getting 51% of the voting power. After that, there was another patch, which is the release version 0.5.19, which has been then given to the validators right now. And I'm getting here the newest information. After starting your node, it is important to not kill it and let it run. That's just the latest information I'm seeing here from the validators Discord. So most likely all the validators are right now fighting hard to get the blockchain up again for you running. So I would recommend everybody to be a bit patient. Don't try to spam right now the network so that we hopefully get the chain running smoothly and everybody can interact. Because we've mentioned this earlier, yes, once the chain runs, and that's a fair assessment, the dilution of Luna and Luna holders will most likely move up. We are far beyond the 10 billion Luna in absolute supply, which is 10 times higher than it was at Genesis with 1 billion of a supply, and even went down to around 723 million, I think was the lowest that we have ever seen, which led, of course, into the price appreciation of the Luna token. And right now, Luna is basically minted to destroy UST. But I was checking earlier, we have still tons, I mean, truly mean tons of UST, which are right now out there. I'm right now going to CoinMarketCap to see the number. I cannot confirm if it's 100% correct, but it seems like that we have around at least 12 billion UST still in circulation, which is a devastating number, to be honest. And we need to see where all of this is going. Any thoughts from you, Zach?
Yeah, it's a high number. I mean, obviously, you know, the mechanics here are pretty important when it comes to the mismatch between Luna's market cap and how much debt, if you want to call it that, exists in terms of UST and trying to honor the peg in a one-for-one to dollar situation. I mean, I think the important point too, just kind of talking about it through with traditional finance folks as well, you know, that can be mismatched. That can happen. I mean, if you think about the way traditional banks work, you know, that exists. It doesn't necessarily need to be one for one in terms of loans outstanding and reserves in a bank. I mean, that's what's fascinating to see play out, is that it's just a classic bank run situation where if everybody at once rushes to take 70, 60, 50 cents on the dollar and the sell pressure becomes overwhelming, that you're just never going to get back to a $1 peg. That is kind of, you know, from a non-crypto perspective, just looking at this, that it is a psychological bank run. When it becomes fear pressuring the system, that's not something really that Terra can control or account for, and really at the end of the day, battle back, unless there's some sort of messaging, which is why I think, you know, as we saw Doe's tease of stay tuned, we've got something cooking here. I think he was trying to buy himself some time to bring additional capital in through deals with other backers to really support the peg and say, look, we've raised X amount of billions of dollars. Look, we're going to have this under control. You relieve some of that sell pressure. And even though there is a mismatch between the market cap of Luna, if it goes down, which again, as we know, is kind of how this mechanism works, then it would have been fine. There would have been some sort of road ahead to kind of alleviate that fear, reduce the sell pressure. But once you get so far beyond it, that's, I think, what we're seeing play out now with the chain halt and everything else, is it becomes, your options become extremely limited when that sell pressure is just too high. It's almost, you need unlimited funds to battle back beyond it, which is where the Fed has that luxury, because they can print unlimited cash and have the full backstop of the US government. In crypto, when you don't have something like that, obviously the road back becomes incredibly steep to climb. So, I mean, yeah, that's just one thing I think, you know, we're seeing play out now relative to all the decisions and the timeline that led us up to this point. But I don't know. It's fascinating to think about the idea of rolling back to some point, you know, as unlikely as that may be. I do appreciate and understand the decisions and stuff that were raised before from some other speakers around, why don't we just ditch the stablecoin piece of this, because it is a functioning L1, aside from all of it, you know, we've discussed so much that was built on top of it. The community aspect is there. The UI aspect is there. There is a lot that I think, regardless of how this goes, will survive in another iteration. But when it comes to trust and just saying, oh, why don't we cast aside $12 billion, as you point out, Danku, in terms of still extended debt here, you know, the idea that you could do that and still maintain the trust in the system and everything else is tough to really, I think, wrap your head around and agree to, and still have kind of the Terra name attached to it.
Yeah, that's the question, the trust in general, right? Even if the community itself, which is so strong and so many builders around, so many people that have good intentions and beliefs, of course, we want to keep this alive, but we need to put ourselves in shoes of others, of people that are not inside here. Is there enough trust to be bought back to let this run? In general, I hope so. I think it's important to believe that. But if I'm honest, of course, and if I try to look from outside, it's most likely not looking that good in general. So, Zach, we have seen also a sell-off in the last days of the whole crypto market. Do you think it's fair to say on the one side that all of this was triggered by basically this melt-off of UST and Luna? And what do you think for the next weeks and days in crypto in general, right? Is there still a bright future ahead? Do you have any thoughts in general?
Yeah, I mean, I've been getting a lot of questions from a lot of people around that. And again, I would stress that a lot of this shakeout from whenever you have, you know, if you add up the market cap here in terms of the total Terra ecosystem, I mean, it's not small. You know, you're talking about the third largest stablecoin in all of crypto going bust in a matter of days, and, you know, $40 billion being sucked out of the system in a quick period of time is not going to have no effect in the crypto ecosystem. I think we are seeing some of that play out. I, you know, the details, the other thing that's kind of a little bit unclear in terms of how the Luna Foundation Guard really went about some of the stuff, you know, in draining the wallet, but no one knew where those funds went, what they were being used for until they made that announcement. There were a lot of questions of, okay, how much firepower is left here? How much selling pressure might that push down the price of Bitcoin? And so, you know, there was stuff that we were still trying to figure out in live time. I think we're also still trying to figure out how much the contagion effect might spill over to the rest of crypto here in live time, even on the Thursday, when you think about when all this started. So, I mean, my advice would be, obviously, panic like this does subside. It's the same thing in a bank run. You know, you get past the panic, you move forward, things recover in the old system when you do have the Fed. Of course, that's why we saw FDIC insurance kind of come across, and why that was put in place even, is to really instill and beat back panic when it's triggered. So, I mean, I think this will subside. I'm not going to say that UST is going to go back to $1, certainly. But I do think, you know, some of the panic will spill over. The contagion effect we'll learn about, but I think it's not as large. You know, $2 billion in terms of selling pressure from Terra. To your point earlier on the spaces, it sounds like, you know, a lot of projects still have plenty of other funds. It's not going to blow them up. But I do think, you know, it raised a lot of questions, because as many Bitcoiners out there that might have pointed the finger at Terra and said, look, you know, of course this would have happened. You got nothing backing it up. People said the same thing about Bitcoin a couple of years ago. If you think about people who were very anti-crypto, even Kevin O'Leary comes to mind as one guy who really crossed the threshold in looking at all of crypto and saying it's not built on anything. There's no hard assets. If that's the case, what are we really doing here? I think is a question that a lot of people, myself included, are asking right now, because, you know, there was a want for something like Terra to succeed because it created a whole system aside from the banking system that would be separate on its own. If the only stablecoin out there, of course, you know, I think we're seeing a lot of cool experiments around partial collateralization, and Terra was headed in that direction. But, you know, if all we're doing is creating USDCs of the world where it's fully backed by dollars and still subject to a lot of the same regulations, then there are a lot of questions, I think, existentially that crypto needs to address about what are we really doing here. So yeah, I think it's going to be a few weeks. The pressure is probably going to exist there across the market. It has been interesting to watch what LFG has done with their Terra, or with their Avalanche funds, the other piece of the reserve outside of Bitcoin. Last I checked yesterday, it was still unsold, untouched. A lot of people were saying, wonder if that's going to put the price of AVAX down if they dump that. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at right now, just kind of stepping back and thinking, you know, this will resolve itself. But in the short term, there are questions around who's most exposed to all this.
Yeah, no, good points that you're reflecting upon. Let me quickly here give some updates of what we're seeing on chain, and then I have another question for you. So it seems that the chain right now is running smoothly, but we have problems with the infrastructure right now. The public LCD is failing, as I'm getting here the information. That's why most likely the front ends are right now all not working. I'm trying myself just to, with not too much refreshing, check out if Terra Station is back. I'm right now not seeing any funds on Terra Station on my side. I'm checking right now out if something like Astroport is working to interact with the chain. To my own experience right now, I'm seeing that I'm not getting access to funds, or I'm also not seeing anything on my wallet for now, but I'm sure that you can be sure that I keep you all here updated. Unfortunately, also, Peter wants to come back up here from Dyke, but I have the same bug, it seems, that I had yesterday with Lemmy, where I cannot get him up, unfortunately. Zach, let me try to make you your co-host. Maybe you see him, and then you can invite him. But yesterday, that one was also, unfortunately, not working. So, Peter, I don't know if you want to, well, you don't need to dox yourself. Come with your own private account in here and trying to be added into Twitter Spaces to get more technical information. But right now, I cannot see him, unfortunately, to get more technical insight. So, Zach, while we're waiting here, do you think that, let's say we have three buckets of stablecoins, well, we had until Saturday, more or less, we had fully collateralized ones backed by fiat. So we have the biggest one, USDT and USDC, basically run by Tether and also Circle. And then we had the collateral debt position, stablecoins, CDPs, most well-known, for example, DAI, but also MIM on Ethereum. There are other examples. And we had full algorithmic stablecoins. We had examples before that failed. And now the one that was the biggest by far is UST. From here on, do we still have three buckets, or do we need to cut it down to two, Zach? What do you think?
I think the key aspect there is going to be the added regulation pressure that comes from this. I mean, when you have Janet Yellen talking about Terra in a you know, committee hearing, that's clear that the attention's there. Obviously, they wouldn't overlook it. But I do think when you add the regulatory questions in there, I think they have full ammo now to say algorithmic stablecoins are a risk to consumers, and they will not have any shortage of examples in the days to come to pull from people who have been negatively impacted from this. I mean, obviously, those stories are already circulating. But I mean, they want to put the pressure on, not just in the US, but really across the globe, to kind of not have those even be an option on the table. I think there's clear mandates there now to kind of go that route. But yeah, I think just even, you know, obviously, Terra is not the first one. What's crazy to me is just kind of, you could even seen these fail before, right? I covered Iron Finance when that happened. Obviously, Mark Cuban was kind of the most high profile user of Iron Finance that came to pressure regulators into regulating this after he lost a lot of money. through that experiment. And you can see those things fail. Obviously, there's plenty of other recent examples to point to, too. And yet, you can understand those and still believe that the next one that comes along is going to be able to do it. So I don't know. I mean, I don't think from a user perspective that it necessarily makes it impossible for another algo coin to come along or those that exist right now to still continue to grow. But I do think all of them, as we've seen, do have their faults, whether it is an outside actor putting pressure on the peg or hacks that we've seen before. You know, I think that is a key distinction here that I think it's on part of the media to make clear that, yes, if this is the way it goes, was not a result of a hack, but rather, I think, you know, pressure and a coordinated attack at the peg. So, yeah, I don't know what that does to change things, but I do. If I were a betting man, which, Duncan, you know I am, I would say probably not a good day for algo coins in the future.
Betting man, interesting. Yeah, I mean, what you said earlier, right? So, Emin Günsira, who is also the founder and CEO of Ava Labs, so the one running Avalanche. He had, I think, a very important and long Twitter thread explaining that he believes it's either UST or nobody else. And he also believed in the team because Algo stablecoins is about execution. But, well, if he believes that and it's still true and now it didn't work out, most likely it seems that, at least from his perspective, it's the nobody, well, which can pull it off.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I think your point is, yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. I think, you know, it's not only execution, but it's also adoption. I think that's why you saw Doe, you know, so full throttled on really trying to get adoption out there. And a lot of that came down to Anchor, obviously, as we all know. When you got 3/4 of all outstanding UST tied up in Anchor, it's clear that, okay, what's the highest use case? It was to get 20% yield. And that's kind of the saddest part when you think about everyone claiming that Terra was a Ponzi scheme. Obviously, in retrospect, it becomes a little bit harder to defend. But I mean, you know, there are plenty of smart people that were talking about this project. Mike Novogratz, a huge fan, obviously, and backer. Big names in crypto. And they certainly wouldn't be backing a Ponzi scheme. But it was the dynamics of all this on a certain timeline. You can see how they get from Genesis and building this out in real time to a completed model and, you know, reducing the 20% they were paying to 18%, as you've been covering and kind of explaining to everybody, was a move towards sustainability. And you're right to point out the Terra community was behind that. I mean, there were some fringe people who were mad about it, but from any macroeconomic look, that was the only way that Terra was going to be able to find a sustainable path to continue doing what it was doing. But in doing so, I think they got a little ahead of their skis, constantly having to inject the Anchor yield reserve to make this sustainable. And that introduced a piece that I think was overlooked, which, you know, ignited the fear when all of this hit, is, okay, they don't have that many funds, might as well pull my UST out. And I think that might have been overlooked in terms of exit velocity. But, you know, it was clear that adoption was the thing that was making Luna appreciate in value. And it was clear that a lot of that was tied to the 20% interest rate promised on Anchor. I wouldn't connect those dots and call it a Ponzi scheme and kind of, you know, fought back against people that would label it a Ponzi scheme, because it wasn't in terms of the structure of it, if it had gone well. And the big if there is this depegging event that happened and was, again, not triggered by anything the Terra community did, but maybe triggered by something that they weren't prepared for in terms of defending against somebody who put a lot of money into depegging it.
Yeah. No, got your point. And yeah, I mean, I'm honest about that. Hearing that word basically hurts my soul. Yes, I mean, maybe because I have been covering this and I want to talk myself out of this. But as you said, so many bright minds have been talking about it. And I also don't believe that it is. Is it a system that maybe was growing too fast and then failed in the whole thing of it's all about trust? Most likely, yes. But there was true value created into all of this. And in the end, right now, we're seeing that the system is still working, right? It's not like it's gone at zero and done. It is doing what it was designed to do. But of course, is it even capable of literally doing it because of all this crazy selling pressure on the Luna side? I don't know. I have a question in terms of what you think for institutional adoption in crypto in general after this crash here, which I think a lot of institutional adoption is probably interested in stablecoins. But I want to give an update again on the validator stuff. So I'm right now seeing the rest of my poor funds on the Terra blockchain. I still hold to my X Astro, probably now into Infinity, and I see it in my wallet for now. It seems that Astroport is also working. So the blockchain is producing blocks, and also the infrastructure is running again so that you can interact most likely with the chain. Again, please be careful. Also let yourself some time. If you post a transaction, it most likely takes a bit of time so that the chain also can digest everything. And it seems that it's better that you wait a bit longer before you post a different transaction, which might hurt the system anymore. Yeah, Zach, so we have heard a lot about institutional adoption. That was, I think, one of the sparkles to get into the bull run. Also beginning of 2021, right? When people were saying more and more institutional players want to come into this, they inject a lot of money. And that also helps the whole ecosystem or space to go up in price because there is new fresh money. Do you think that all of this now and the crumbling of the Terra ecosystem stops this and more people are more careful? Or is this a process? Is this process even started? So was it true that institutional money is coming? And if it's coming, will it now stop because they maybe see more risk? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you and I met in Barcelona at the Avalanche conference where I was moderating a panel with the CEO of BitGo, Mike Belshi, about that exact topic, was institutional adoption of crypto in right now. I don't think necessarily once we move past the Terra situation that it will have extremely high negative consequences when it comes to adoption of Bitcoin, which obviously is leading the charge on institutional adoption. Or on the part of USDC, I think, you know, the leaning there in my discussions and indeed even in signing up for BitGo for my own things when it comes to the institutional side, you know, a lot of the risks there, you couldn't even interact with Terra on BitGo yet. It wasn't even added. And I think there was a lot of prudence when it comes to which coins and which chains were being supported by some of the more institutional backbone players in crypto because they wanted to avoid something like this. It is interesting to go back and look at maybe some of the decisions around platforms that listed Terra, and I'm sure some of those people are going to beat their chest around, I called this one. But I mean, I don't know if it sets back anything in regards to adoption on Bitcoin or USDC or some of the other asset-backed stablecoins. I think USDC, clearly out of all this, would be the biggest winner. Because, you know, you think about what's gone on, the Tether peg obviously dipped, but didn't dip substantially from where it was in all of this. And USDC is far more, from a regulatory perspective, checking all the boxes that you would need to as far as stablecoins go. So I do think that they will come out of this one with a clear charge. I don't think there will be any negative huge impact here, aside from price. Let's all not forget maybe what draws us into crypto in the first place. You know, I think there is still some negative pressure caused by this panic in regards to crypto prices across the board. But when you move past that, I don't think it dents institutional adoption so much as maybe it seems right now. Danku, just from like the actual, like you mentioned the aspect of how we all feel in this. I'm sure a lot of people listening also may have mentioned Terra or Luna to friends. I don't think we're alone in maybe discussing this project ahead of what all happened. I think that's the key thing for me, is just kind of differentiating from projects that are at least setting out to accomplish a goal that seems incredibly important in the world of crypto, and separating it from, you know, why you tell people about some of these projects versus why you invest in them is a key thing. The deeper you get sucked into crypto, you know, you become a cheerleader for a lot of the projects you want to see, the ideas you want to see built into this ecosystem. And maybe sometimes you forget about, you know, putting your support behind something versus putting your money behind something are two very different questions, especially when it comes to exactly how much you're putting in. And I think that's kind of a key aspect that this whole event probably reminds a lot of people in crypto, you know, about where we go from here and maybe some of the risks that were overlooked before it.
You know, and I'm trying right now to get Dyke back up here. I think they will join here in a second as a speaker. I'm trying to be as honest as possible usually here. And before I got the information that the chain is halted, I was having a quick phone call with a friend of mine, and she invested small funds, right? Nothing, hopefully, and that's great, right? Nothing crazy like $2,000, which I don't want to say is maybe for other people also around the world life-changing money, right? I don't want to be disrespectful here. And yeah, she completely passed upon this, as maybe a lot of retailers right now with an anchor also didn't even get the chance to see that something is happening. And I forgot about her in terms of not as a malicious attack, but yeah, so much was happening. I didn't even thought about giving her a call or whatever and saying, please, do you still have it in there? Maybe you need to consider what to do here. And just like 10 minutes before the chain holds it, I was having a call with her because she was trying to get her funds out. And then she said, I'm on Aport right now. I see there is still money on here, right? Can I get it from Aport? Just reflecting on there are so many retailers that are not as expert as we are. And I said, no, right? You need to send it to an exchange, to an off-ramp to make that happen. She said, okay, I'll try. And then it failed basically just a few minutes before the chain halted because of congestion. And then she said, yeah, okay, but can I mean, it's a dollar, right? I'm getting a dollar. And then after I have explained to her like months ago that, yeah, it's a token, it's representing a dollar, but all this kind of realization of, yeah, it's a belief system, right? So yeah, it took a hard hit on me again, right? In terms of shit. Yeah, it's a crazy world to live in right now.
Yeah. And again, you know, it's all about education. And I think this is a good learning opportunity for everybody in crypto. You know, as a guy who's interviewed Dom many times, you know, you try and piece together all these things and you everybody knows differing levels of how this stuff functions, right? So it's like, when you're speaking to an audience, and you've done a great job kind of offering a more in-depth look at these things, and I'm sure you'll continue to do so. It's not just Terra, it's everything else in the ecosystem. There's a lot of complicated things that need explaining, but I think that is a larger question is, you know, this was levered more to when you're talking about a savings protocol and like the mental accounting that happens on the part of any human when they're trying to allocate, okay, I have my money for savings and I have my money for investments. It becomes a little murky when you're talking about investing in crypto and trying to earn 20% yield in a savings protocol that I think on a mental accounting perspective makes Terra extremely unique in the way that we've seen this play out. And yeah, it's made doubly worse when you have people maybe who are investing who didn't fully understand some of the risks. And I think that will be a big piece of whatever the regulators want to do here when it comes to algo stablecoins or any crypto company. Making sure that risks are understood. I'm sure the SEC is going to get on their horse and really power that one home. But I do think, you know, as I've gone through this too, just as kind of anybody in the Terra ecosystem who's ever told a friend, hey, look, this is what I'm kind of experimenting with, or there's a project out here that I think is doing things that's pretty cool in the way that they've structured it. You know, the guilt piece of it all, I think we put, you know, maybe too much on ourselves when it comes to intentions here and what the Terra community, the Terra leadership was trying to do, and how it all played out. Because at the end of the day, there's no control you have over that. There's no control I have over that. There's no control anybody outside of the project really has over that.
Yeah. Either. Yeah. Yeah. It's a crazy journey. And let's see where this also brings us. I would like to quickly give it over to Peter here, which is back up again for people joining later on. He is one of the guys running also our validator right now on the Terra blockchain. We are still up. We're still trying also to run the chain, even if it's right now financially not sustainable for us to run this. But we want to. We have committed ourselves for the next weeks, at least 7 or 8 weeks, to run this, to also help this ecosystem to make hopefully decisions. So, Peter, can you give us updates for what you see right now on chain? Are we on track? Are we running? Any new information?
Yeah, thanks. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Great. Yeah, what we saw is that the chain upgrade was very smooth. So it was well coordinated. I think we started with 78-79% of the total voting power, which have been online. And then everything went very smooth. The first blocks got found very quick and the network is running, as you anyway told to the audience already. It's naturally after restart under very high load. Yeah. I think block time is currently 10 seconds. So yeah, quite congested. And I think as you also tried to access Astroport and so on, the infrastructure which is providing data from the blockchain is also quite overloaded. So if you do transactions now, give it a time, yeah, don't if you don't see it updated anywhere, just wait for several seconds or several minutes, yeah, and don't spam it with too much transactions.
Got it. Thank you for the update. Yeah, I bought for 5 UST, I think around 250 Luna, which, God, this still hurts to see. But yeah, so it seems to be running, at least on that space here in general. So yeah, I think I would like to maybe call it a day here for now. The chain is running. Let me quickly at least get here Spaid up, who is part of the Lido team, and he is waving. And sorry, everybody, right? I saw a lot of people are requesting this was more of a one-directional spaces. I took the decision based on all the information we had to digest here around the Terra chain halting to get the most information out there. And Zach, I'm very thankful also that you came up here to structure this, and also Peter for your work in the background. But let me quickly go over here to Spaid. Sir, can you hear us?
Please go ahead. Thanks, Denku. And thanks, Peter, for the breakdown. That was really clear. Just wanted to add one more thing. Because of the halt, some exterior infrastructure, such as Wormhole, might not have been able to sync yet. So just bear with. The chain is coming back online. Some of the infrastructure is going to take time to come back online to sync fully with the blockchain. People like validators are working really hard in the background to make sure that everything is actually working as intended. So yeah, if your transaction or your withdrawal from the chain is not going through, just bear with. We will, at least at Lido, be posting a guide with some answers to very frequently asked questions regarding Wormhole withdrawals. Look forward to that. That should come in a couple of minutes. If everything is
great,
running smoothly, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you can talk about it, but of course, now that I have you here as being part of Lido, and thank you for mentioning also the topic of the wormhole, what is Lido doing? Is Lido basically moving ahead? There was so much Luna, of course, basically moved or created as B-Luna by Lido. Anything that you can or are allowed to share here right now if you want, right? I understand maybe there's not a possibility also from a legal perspective.
Well, I mean, to be honest, like, I haven't run the latest numbers in the last minutes, because we've been so busy kind of like trying to organize things with all the validators here. I mean, I played a very secondary role, so like really the spotlight shouldn't go to me, but more of the amazing validator set that we've had on Terra. Now, when it comes to lighter products, we have seen quite a lot of withdrawals. When we ran the numbers earlier today, it was about 23 million Luna. But then, as you mentioned, the supply has expanded dramatically. I don't think most people have yet turned back to staking with liquid staking solutions because of the uncertainties regarding the, I guess, the APR. And the health of the blockchain itself.
Sure. So, I had to, first of all, think for a second, what does it mean by APR? It's probably such a high number that you cannot even display, right? It's back to Olympus Fork levels, right, of APR that we might see.
Exactly. But at the same time, the price has been falling so quickly that the APR you get displayed is kind of irrelevant. So yeah, that's a really complex situation. So understandably, a lot of people have been trying to exit the foreign deposit that they've had on the chain to the native chains, which makes a lot of sense. And before the patch was also necessary in order to avoid turning the chain into a honeypot for attack. There has been some confusion around the UI, and also some of, like, I mean, Wormhole, for example, doesn't necessarily, like, Wormhole tends to display B assets, like, sorry, WEB, so Wormhole B assets, as just B assets, when in fact they are two different assets, and you need to convert the Anchor version of an asset to the Wormhole version of the B asset before you can bridge it. So we've been trying to deal with that throughout the day. We'll be posting a recap of all the information that is required or that can be helpful to people trying to bridge out of Terra. And yeah, at this point, I think that's most of the useful.
Yeah, no, thank you, sir, for coming up here, for giving this new take in general, also reflecting on the situation of Lido, which, yeah, has been a core part of this whole ecosystem. Truly enjoyed it that you also shared here in this space the information which is truly needed for everybody. So what I would like to do here is at least close the spaces. I think there is a high probability that there will be another spaces tonight because there is so much moving parts right now. I literally don't want to create here any false hype, but I think all of you are anyway most likely looking on your phone, seeing what's happening. You can be 100% sure that I'm trying here to cover to my best all the movement forward. Still a big sorry in terms of that I didn't put up more people here. It was more of one-directional spaces just to be able to digest whatever is happening. Please stay safe out there. I want to repeat what I have done in other spaces. There is more to life than what you might feel right now. There's friends, family, do sports, take a break. There's professional help out there. I don't think that there is any need for you to now do something which you might regret or even do worse. So truly take care of yourself. Thank you for listening in. If there is new information, you'll see it on Twitter, maybe with the spaces today or tomorrow. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Peter, and also Spaid right now up here for your time. And see you later.
Zaku.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was about the last hour and a half or so of Terra Chain Haunted. Haunted? It's haunted. Hosted by Donku. Recorded on Thursday, May 12th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Itchy and grimy, staying alive when the virus took over and showed us how to die. First it started out with a little coffin fit. Next thing you know, getting fitted for a coffin shit. Break out the Sunday best, breaking runaway sweats. Like a funhouse mirror making fun of these pets. Are we done yet? Just 5 more minutes. Make the decision to pull the plug and let's get dinner. Winter spinning dizzy round a thinning circle. Hair trigger slipping, so much for keeping it surgical. Disintegrate that micro, finger on the lights. All kicking doors in but never find the right stall. The bark is worse than the bite, y'all dishonest. Liars lying about how big their lion is. Cage rattled, I gotta keep the flow hypnotic. So I stole this tiger shirt from Joe Exotic. The tiger should be here tomorrow. Meow. Gift baskins from a secret admirer. Acting like you ain't the one to get fed to the tiger. One false move, one little slip up, get your guts ripped up. Drunk off the stigma, funky with my pimp cup. The dude abides, missing a couple teeth, but that's by design. Friendly reminders to make better decisions. Keeping that distance, preventing collisions. The business end of this beast is all teeth, all weak. We'll call you, so don't ever call me. Wrapped up in the lines, feeling kinda sorry. Switching it up from alarm to alarming. Whether or not it's balmy, laying by the palm trees. My favorite time, kicking it with the fall breeze. Living like the king of this redneck ghetto. Waiting for the day I get my Netflix special.
Ladies and gentlemen, before you hear it on the news, I'm gonna tell you myself. About an hour ago, we had an incident where one of the employees stuck their arm through the cage and a tiger tore her arm off. I can give you your money back, or I can give you a rain check. Why don't you come back at another day?
What do you want me and Paul to do right now?
Do chores.
Chores.
Be safe.
Okay, back to
you. Do not stick your hands in any cages.
All right.
Terra Spaces.